Brothers and sisters, shall we first review passages in the Bible, please?
我们请翻开马太福音第二十八章。
Matthew 28.
马太福音二十八章，我们读十八到二十节。
Verses 18 to 20.
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew 28 verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore.And make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
这里要特别注意，就是你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Now let's note especially here, the Lord says,Make disciples of all the nations.
好，接下来我们请翻开彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse
9. 彼得前书第二章第九节。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
First Peter 2:9, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
我们再请大家往前翻希伯来书。
Flip forward to Hebrews, please.
第十二章，我们读十到十一节。
Chapter 12, verses 10 and 11.
希伯来书十二章十十一节。
Hebrews 12, 10, 11.
深深的父都暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处。使我们在他的圣洁上有份，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Hebrews 12:10, For they, that those are the human fathers, they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit.That we may be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
我们再请翻开约翰福音第八章。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 8.
我们读三十一节。
Verse 31.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”
The Gospel according to John 8:31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed."
这里常常遵守我的道，英文的翻译呢，应该说是。住在我的话里面。
The English translation says, "If you abide in my word." Chinese rendition is, "If you keep my word."
我们再请翻开第十三章。
Chapter 13 of the same book.
我们读三十五节。
Verse 35.
三十四节，三十五节。
Verse 34 and verse 35.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心， 众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
John 13:34, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
我们再请看约翰福音15:8。
The Gospel according to John again, chapter 15.
他说，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
15:8, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
最后我们请翻开使徒行传。
Lastly, Acts.
使徒行传，我们看11:25-26。
Chapter 11:25-26.
他又往大树去找扫罗，这个他呢，就是指着巴拿巴。他往大树去找了扫罗，就是后来的保罗。找着了，就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集。教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
Acts chapter 11, verse 25. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里，开始之前我们仍然有一点祷告，一同来仰望我们的主。
Now for the time being, we conclude our scripture reading. Let's have a word of prayer. Together we look unto our Lord.
主，我们把这些话仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we lift all these words into your hand.
愿主实在在我们的心中来对我们开启。
Lord, may you open them all to us in our very depths of our heart.
实在让我们能够认识到，我们这一般蒙恩得救的人，乃是一般来跟随你的门徒。
So that we would understand that all of us who have been saved by your grace are those who are supposed to follow you.
主，真是开我们心。
O Lord, open our hearts.
圣灵在其中来对我们说话。
That the Holy Spirit will speak to us in the midst.
我们把讲的听的众弟兄姊妹都一同带到你面前。
So we bring the one who speaks and the one who translates and all those who are hearing here before you.
你把我们带进你同在的里面。
Lead us into your very presence.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
For where your spirit is, there is the liberty.
叫我们的心能够自由的来遇见你，敬拜你，歌颂你。
Let our hearts come before you freely to worship you, to sing your praise.
我们把一切感谢敬拜归给主。
We just give all the thanksgiving and worship to our Lord.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们上一次在这里分享到国度的福音。
Brothers and sisters, last time we shared right here on the Gospel of the Kingdom.
在圣经里面给我们看见福音有两个方面。
The Bible teaches us that the Gospel actually is composed of two aspects.
福音一方面来说，它是恩典的福音。
On the one hand, the Gospel is the Gospel of grace.
另外一方面也是国度的福音。
On the other hand, it's also the gospel of the kingdom.
恩典的福音乃是带领我们能够进入神的国。
The gospel of grace brings us into the kingdom of God.
因为我们是一般败坏的罪人。
Because we are corrupt sinners.
我们没有办法凭着自己来见神。
There's no way for us to see God by ourselves.
因此耶稣基督就成了我们的恩典。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ becomes our grace.
他在十字架上面为我们流血舍命。
On the cross, he shed his blood and he gave himself to us.
他供应我们一切的恩典。
He supplies all the grace we need.
我们只要在信心的里面，
All we have to do is by faith.
我们就能够得着这恩典。
We could receive all the grace.
而福音的另外一方面就是带领我们进入基督的国。
And another aspect of the gospel is to bring us into the kingdom of Christ.
我们不再属这世界的国。
We no longer belong to the kingdom of this world.
基督的国乃是神在宇宙中要掌权。
The kingdom of Christ is where God reigns in the whole universe.
地上今天教会乃是这个国度的一个缩影。
On earth today, the church is the very miniature shadow of this kingdom.
这个国度至终要在宇宙中显出来。
And in the end, this kingdom will be revealed in all the world.
我们这一班在基督里面的人，将来也要在这个国度里面与主一同得荣耀。
And all of us who are in this kingdom will receive the glory together with our Lord.
所以恩典的福音乃是把我们带进这个国度。
So the gospel of grace is to bring us into this kingdom.
这个国度的福音乃是见证一切都是恩典。
And this kingdom of the gospel of the kingdom simply testifies that everything is from the grace.
那我们今天主再给我一点负担呢，我们要继续来在国度这个福音的点上，我们再往前看。
Today the Lord has placed the same burden on me, so shall we consider together as to this gospel of the kingdom?
这个国度如何在地上开展呢？
How does the kingdom develop on earth?
我们刚刚读到马太福音第28章18到20节的时候，
As we just read Matthew 28,
主耶稣在死里复活，
After the Lord rose from the dead,
他召聚他的门徒们，
And he gathered all his disciples,
他吩咐他们说，
And he commanded them,
天上地下一切所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
All the authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
主耶稣已经在十字架上面击败了仇敌。
The Lord Jesus has already defeated the enemy.
仇敌最大的权势就是死。
The greatest power of the enemy is death.
宇宙中没有任何一切的受造之物能够脱离这个死。
In the whole universe, none of the creation is able to get away from this death.
但是这里有一个人能够从死里复活。
However, here we have this man who rose from the dead.
死不能够拘禁他。
Therefore, the death cannot hold him back.
他已经胜过了死亡。
He has overcome death.
他将阴间的权柄夺回来。
And he has taken back all the power of the shield.
天上地下一切的权柄已经赐给了他。
In heaven and on earth, all the authority has been given to him.
主要建立他的国度。
And our Lord will establish his kingdom.
因此他吩咐他的门徒们。
Therefore he commanded his disciples.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go make disciples of all the nations.
他吩咐他的门徒怎样使万民做他的门徒呢？
How did our Lord command his disciples to make disciples of all the nations?
乃是出去将主所吩咐所教训他们的都要教导给所有信他的一切的人。
That's to go and teach all that our Lord has taught to those who believe in him.
并且主要与他们同在直到直到世代的末了。
And our Lord would be with them until the end of the age.
世代的末了表明主第二次要回来。
This the end of the age signifies that the Lord is coming the second time.
在这一段期间，主在圣灵里面仍然与他的门徒，就是我们这一班信他的人同在。
And during this period of time, our Lord, through the Holy Spirit, is with all of his disciples, those who believe in him.
所以门徒跟信徒实在有一点不一样。
disciples and the faithful are a little bit different.
主在这里不是吩咐他的门徒出去叫所有的人光光来信我就可以了。
The Lord here is not saying, go and tell everybody else to believe in me, and that's it.
主乃是叫他们出去，把主所吩咐的也要来教训他们。
But the Lord says, go and teach them all the things I have commanded you.
叫他们也能够遵守。
So that they will observe them also.
这样就有一个应许。
And here we see a promise.
主的同在就显在他们的中间。
That the Lord's presence will be manifested in their midst.
并且要保守他们。
And the Lord will keep them.
那什么是门徒呢？
Then what is a disciple?
门徒在原文希腊的意思有两方面的意思。
The disciple in its Greek rendering has two parts to it.
门徒乃是在古代的时候，不管在东方在西方呢，乃是有一般的学徒。
In old time, whether it's in the West or in the East, a disciple is an apprentice.
学徒不同于学生。
Apprentice is different from a student.
现在的学生呢，乃是到学校去学一点知识。
Nowadays, students go to school to learn certain knowledge.
去学一点技能。
To learn certain skills.
然后等他学会了，他就可以凭着这一些来工作赚钱养生。
And after they mastered all this, they could go and find a job and make a living on it.
跟他的老师呢，好像没有太直接的关系。
As though they have no direct relationship with their teachers.
但是在古代的学徒呢？
But in old times, in apprentice,
我记得我小时候,
I remember when I was young,
我念初中的时候呢,
when I was in middle school,
我们家附近有一家家具行,
and in, near my house, there was a furniture store.
那家具行呢, 他们的家具都是老板亲手自己做的。
In that store, all the furniture is made by the owner, with his own hand.
那我小时候呢，那时候整个社会经济不是太好。
When I was young, the whole society, economic isn't that well.
在附近乡村的农家呢，生活比较贫苦。
So in all the nearby villages, people had a very austere life.
所以有一些孩子，他们父母没办法再让他们上初中、高中。或者在好的教育。
So many parents couldn't afford to give their children middle school, high school, better education.
所以他们就把他的孩子呢，一个，我认识一个小孩呢，就送到这个家具行来。
So a kid that I knew was sent to this furniture store.
他大概是跟我那时候年龄差不多，是一个初中生。
He was my age, about my age, was also a middle school student.
他就住在这个师父的家里。
So he would live in his master's house.
他就在那边学习木工。
And there he would learn all the carpentry.
大部分的时间呢，他学习实在不多。
Most of the time he didn't really learn much.
他主要乃是在那里扫扫地。
All he did was sweeping the floors.
或者师父在工作的时候呢，他要在旁边帮师父拿一些工具。
Or when his teacher was working, he would be around just to carry some of the teacher's apparatus.
甚至呢，师父家里有什么其他杂事呢，他都要帮忙做。
To the point that if this master had any other miscellaneous tasks, he would go and do them.
那这样呢，过了几年以后。
So in such a way, after a few years,
这个学徒呢，慢慢的就把师父那一套技能学会了。
The apprentice eventually mastered all the his teacher's skills.
但是同时呢，师父的那一套行事为人呢，都学起来了。
At the same time, he also covered his teacher's manner of life.
所以你看见这个师父怎样呢，他的学徒也变成那个样子。
So you see, as this teacher was, so was the apprentice.
这是学徒第一个意思。
This is the first meaning of being an apprentice.
刚刚我们所唱的那一首诗歌呢，我要像主。
The hymn we just sang, I want to be like the Lord.
就是把这个情景描述出来。
Exactly describe the situation I just shared with you.
所以当我们去读福音书的时候
，So when we come to study the books of the Gospels,
约翰福音第二章那里，当主耶稣呼召他的门徒呢，有约翰的两个门徒，就是安德烈跟约翰，这个小约翰呢，他们来跟随主，第一个问主说呢。主你在哪里住
So in John 2 we see that Jesus the first two disciples came to follow Jesus. This is John and Andrew, and what they ask of the Lord is, Lord, where do you stay?
他们乃是不仅跟随主的教训，他们乃是跟主住在一起。
So not only did they follow the Lord's teaching, but also they actually stayed with him.
学习主的一切。
And learning everything from him.
那门徒的第二方面乃是讲到一个跟随者或者拥护者。
The second aspect to the disciple is a follower or a supporter.
我想在美国最近呢，有一个很重要的一个政治运动，就是所谓的这个茶叶党 Tea Party。
In the States, right now, there is a very vital political movement. It's called Tea Party.
有很多人来跟随。
And with, so many people follow this movement.
因为在这个运动里面呢，他们提出一个很重要的口号。
Because in this movement, they brought up a very important slogan.
就是他们不愿意政府在各样方面呢花了许多的钱，是一种浪费，他们不需要去缴这个费用，就好像在独立运动的时候呢，那个美国移民来到美国的这些英国人呢，他们反对当初征他们茶叶税。
They, these tea partiers feel that they do not have to pay all the fees for all the unnecessary governmental expenses, just as in those colonial days, when the people came from England, they opposed to English government. They did not want to pay for that tea taxes.
所以当很多人跟从这一个信息的时候呢，他们就把自己的性命一切呢都跟上去。
As they follow this theme, that to the point that would give all their life to it.
所以第二个意思呢，门徒就是跟随者。
So the second meaning of a disciple is a follower.
我们从圣经里面我们也可以看见。
Now from the Bible, we could also see this.
当教会在耶路撒冷开始的时候。
When the church started in Jerusalem,
非常的兴旺,
it was a thriving.
许多的人都传福音,
and so many people were preaching the gospel.
但是当迫害来的时候,
but when the persecution came about,
教会被迫离开耶路撒冷到附近到撒玛利亚去,
the church was forced to leave Jerusalem into Samaria.
那他们仍然是按着主的教训在那里生活。
Still there, they lived by the Lord's teaching.
他们不管到什么地方，就是要把基督传递出去。
No matter where they went, they wanted to spread the Christ.
许多人是冒着生命的危险。
So many people risked their life for doing so.
但是他们仍然紧紧地跟随我们的主。
But still, they follow the Lord so closely.
这就是门徒，是一个跟随者，另外一个意思。
And here is another meaning of disciple as a follower.
所以我们从门徒他的意思里面，我们就可以慢慢的体会到，门徒不单单只是信徒而已。
So from the meanings of disciple, we can come to understand that a disciple is not merely a believer.
信徒, 我可以承认, 我可以相信耶稣。
As a believer, I could admit, I could believe Jesus.
他是我的救主。
He is my Savior.
但是我的生活, 行事为人, 乃至按着我自己的喜好。
But my living, my mannerism are simply going by all my own life.
门徒就比这个更多了。
And the disciples demand more than this.
乃至我的一切生活、行为、我的跟随、我的一切的主权都在这一位耶稣的手中。
That's all my life, all my mannerism, all my autonomy, all my following. They're all in the Lord's hand.
我愿意按着主的话来。 过生活,
and I'm willing to live my life according to the Lord's word.
我愿意按着主的吩咐来做见证,
and I'm willing to bear the witness according to the Lord.
主所吩咐的一切就成为我的准则。
Everything that the Lord commands has become the very principle to my living.
所以就这一方面来说, 门徒实在, 不是可以凭着我们自己的喜好。
So on the one hand, disciples can never go around by their own liking.
那为什么要做门徒呢?
Then why do we have to be disciples?
我想我们刚刚去读彼得前书第二章第九节那里就很清楚给我们看见。
1 Peter 2:9 we just read shows us very clearly.
他说你们是蒙拣选的族类。
You're a chosen race.
是有金尊的祭司,
a royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹, 这实在是一个, 极大的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is an extreme glory.
我们是蒙拣选的族类,
that we are chosen race.
是神从世界万民中把我们拣选出来,
that God chose us out of all the nations in the face of the world.
就这一方面来说, 好像 我们信主是我们自由意志的拣选。
On the one hand, believing God as though as the choice of our free will.
但是就着另外一面说, 神在基督里在万事以前就拣选了我们。
But on the other hand, God in Christ has chosen us before the foundation of the world.
这是福音的一个奥秘。
And this is the very mystery of the gospel.
我们人, 实在要 有信心来拣选神,
that we as men do need faith to choose God.
但是这个信心乃至神赐给我们,
but even this faith is given to us by God.
让我们, 能够成为神国的子民,
so that we could become the subjects of the kingdom God.
那当我们蒙拣选的时候,
when we are chosen,
我们的身份就是一位 君尊的祭司,
our status is a royal priesthood.
祭司乃是讲到能够来亲近神、侍奉神的一般人。
Priests are those who are in, who could come to be near God and to serve Him.
今天我们在公司里面上班,
today, as we work in a company,
特别在大公司里面,
especially if you work for big companies.
你如果有机会能够去碰到你的总裁, 那已经是不得了的事情。
It would be something really wonderful if you get a chance to meet your CEO.
如果你的总裁呢, 吩咐你帮他做一件事情,
should the CEO ask you to do something?
你会觉得很荣耀。
Wouldn't you feel so glorious?
很多时候呢, 常常我们的小老板 吩咐我们特别为他做一件事情, 我们都觉得很光彩。
And a lot of times we feel it's to our glory, honor, that our immediate boss asks us to do certain things for him.
但是我们的神乃是宇宙至高的神。
But our God is the God of highest in the whole universe.
他从万民中把我们拣选出来,
and He has chosen us out of all the nations of the world,
让我们来侍奉他,
that we could serve Him.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等尊贵的一个地位。
Brothers and sisters, what a noble position that we have here.
我们有没有觉得很荣耀呢?
Do we all feel very honored?
我们应该常常感谢主。
We really have to give thanks to him often.
主给我们一个尊贵的地位。
Because he has granted us this noble position.
让我们能够来侍奉他。
So that we could come to serve him.
那祭司主要的工作，我想弟兄姊妹都清楚。一方面，不仅我们能够侍立在主面前，亲近侍奉我们的主。
I suppose all the brothers and sisters are clear on the very task of a priest. Not only do we have the access to come before God to serve him, to stand before him.
这是一个极大的权柄，一个罪人不能够来到神面前。
This has already been an extraordinary privilege because sinners cannot come before God.
但是在基督宝血的洗净底下，我们能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。
But under the washing of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we could come before him boldly.
另外一方面，我们也能够把神的恩典带给适当的人。
On the other hand, we could also bring the grace of God to all the people on earth.
好叫人能够被带回到神面前。
So that people could be brought back before God.
所以这是一个祭司荣耀的职分。
So this is a glorious royal priesthood.
那我们不仅是一个祭司啊，君尊的祭司呢，我们是一个圣洁的国度，我们也是属神的子民。
Not only are we royal priesthood, but we are also holy nation, and we are people for God's own possession.
我们是一个圣洁的国度，换句话说，是耶稣基督的宝血把我们洗净。拯救出来，单单的归给神，我们是圣洁的。
A holy nation means the blood of Jesus Christ has saved us and cleansed us from all of our sins, and we become holy as a holy nation.
我们是一个属神的子民。
We are a people for His own possession.
我们在地上是一个代表神的。
And we are the representatives on earth for God.
我们乃是见证神。
Bearing witness of our God.
换句话说，我们有神的同在，能够表明我们与世人有分别。
To put it in another way, that means we have God's presence, so showing that we're different from the world.
这是神所给我们的。
And all these are given to us by God.
那神要我们出去。
And then God told us to go.
叫我们去宣扬那一位召我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
To proclaim the excellencies of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
出黑暗表明我们过去乃是在这个黑暗，在这个罪恶的世界中。
Out of darkness means that we used to be in this sinful dark world.
我们却在耶稣基督的拯救底下，我们进入神光明的国度里面。
But in the redemption of Jesus Christ, that we now enter into this kingdom of light.
所以我们在世人中间要来见证。
Therefore, among the people, we need to bear this testimony.
这表明我们是属主的门徒。
Showing that we are the Lord's disciples.
所以这个见证不单单只是一个口传的见证。
So this testimony is not only a testimony of the mouth.
更是一个生命的一个见证。
Even more, it's a testimony of life.
我们需要被训练。
Therefore, we need to be trained for this.
换句话说，接下来我们要讲到第二个点。
Now, in another word, we're now explaining on the second point.
就是我们刚刚讲到希伯来书第十二章那里。
That in Hebrews 12.
那里讲到神要来训练我们。
There it says that God will come to train us.
在圣经里面呢，讲到这个训练。
In the Bible, when it speaks of this training,
训练不仅让我们生命从婴孩的光景呢，能够长大成人。
Not only will this training enable us to grow from infancy to adulthood,
满有基督长成的身量
to the measure of the fullness of Jesus Christ,
训练也叫我们啊一个团体啊这个教会能够成熟。
Corporately, this training also bring this whole church to maturity.
能够丰满地彰显基督。
To magnify Jesus Christ in a fuller sense.
圣经也给我们另外一个思想。
And then the Bible also has given us this another thought.
这一个训练呢乃是为着将来我们要与主一同作王。
This training is for the purpose on us to be reigning together with the Lord in the age to come.
所以在希伯来书那里讲到。
Therefore we read in Hebrews.
他说啊地上的父管教我们。
The human fathers corrected us.
都是为着我们的好处。
For our benefit.
但是这些好处不过是一时的。
But this benefit only lasts for a short time.
你比方讲，我们从小父母亲就要我们好好读书。
For example, ever since we are young, our parents would tell us that study hard.
盼望我们将来能够有一个好的职业。
Hopefully, later we would have this very good career.
过一个好的生活。
And make a good living.
父母也管教我们的行为。
The parents would also discipline our manners.
让我们啊能够将来长大成为一个好的公民。
So after we grow up, we'll become a good citizen.
有一次我跟我老板啊在聊天。
One time I was chit-chatting with my boss.
他讲了一句话让我觉得很讶异。
And he said something that's really to my great amazement.
他说我这一辈子呢在地上已经完成我的任务。
And he said, on earth all my life, I have finished all the mission I wanted to accomplish.
我把我四个小孩养大叫他们成为一个好的美国公民。
I have brought four of my children so they are good American citizens.
这就是父母怎样的管教他的孩子。
And this is how parents train and discipline their children.
我们的天父
Our Heavenly Father
更是这样要来管教我们。
It's even more so in disciplining us.
管教这个意思呢在原文不单单只是管教。
Chastening in its original language doesn't mean discipline only.
管教我们常常会觉得说我做错了事我需要被管教。
We often feel that when I'm disciplined, it's because I've done something wrong, that's why I need to be corrected.
那如果我没做错事我就不需要管教不需要学习了。
So if I do nothing wrong, I do not need any discipline, nor do I need to learn any further.
原文管教的意思乃是训练。
But chastening is original.Means to train.
不管我们有没有做错事情，我们天然人就是在活在一个罪恶的底下呢。我们行事为人就往一个方向去。
Whether you have committed any wrongs, our natural man, our inner thing, naturally would just go toward one direction.
但是神要把我们带往另外一个方向。
However, God wants to lead us to another direction.
圣经告诉我们，乃是与他的圣洁、与他的公义一同有份。
The Bible states that we are partakers of His righteousness and His holiness.
所以这个管教、这个训练呢，就必须要在我们的身上不断的发生。
Therefore, this chastening, this training has to occur constantly in us.
那在希伯来书那里告诉我们管教的事呢是在被管教的人不舒服。
Now in Hebrews we just read that chastening for the time being is not joyful.
我想没有一位孩子我们每一个人都经过孩子成长的过程。
All of us have gone through this livelihood from child to adult.
特别是我们经过青少年时期的时候
Especially when we go through the teenager's age
我们的心思意念常常会反叛我们的父母
Our minds or thoughts are often rebellious against our parents
我们以为我们已经长大了
We feel we've grown up
我们不需要人来管我们来 常常在我们耳边来念我们。
We don't want anybody to look over our shoulders and nagging all the time.
我们甚至心中有许多的反抗。
So a lot of resistance in our hearts.
但是当我们慢慢长大以后，
But after we really have grown up gradually,
我们心智成熟了以后，
After our mind has become mature,
我们是何等的感谢我们的父母。
Oh, how we are thankful to our parents.
所以管教呢，乃是神在我们的身上不断的要来带领我们。
So chastening means that God in us constantly is leading us.
让我们至终能够被磨成神儿子的样子。
So in the end, we will be conformed to the very image of the Son of God.
所以我们要能够学习服在主的权柄底下。
So we need to learn to be in subjection under the dominion of God.
这一个管教至终要从我们的生命带出那个基督的见证来。
Ultimately, this chastening will bring out the testimony of Christ.
如果我们不接受主的管教，
However, if we do not accept the chastening of the Lord,
我们将来怎样与主一同作王呢？
How could it be possible for us to reign together with him?
我们看看今天这个世界。
Let's take a look at today's world.
不要说英国的皇家。
Now to mention the royal house in England.
或者是在阿拉伯世界的这些皇族里面。
Although all the royalties in the Arabian countries.
他们训练他们的子女。
As they train their children.
这些都要成为将来的王子、国王跟这些公主的。
All the people who are being trained are to become eventually the princes and the rulers.
从小就要雇专门的人来训练他们。
So ever since they are very young, they hire special people to train them.
好叫他们将来显在世人面前的时候。
So one day when they present themselves before the world,
是一个尊贵的人。
They are noble ones.
是一个国王。
They're kings.
代表他们的国家。
Representing their countries.
这是何等荣耀的身份。
Oh, what an honorable position they hold.
我们这一班属神的儿女
As to us who belong to God
将来我们要在地上与主一同作王掌权
In the age to come on earth We will reign together with him
弟兄姊妹我们需要接受神在这个时候对我们的管教
So brothers and sisters We need to accept the chastening at this time from God
我们要常常想到我将来要作王
Often we need to have this thought of being a king in the age to come.
代表主来彰显这个国度的荣耀。
And representing God and manifesting the glory of the kingdom.
我们知道我们的身份不一样。
So we know our status is different.
我们是不是愿意接受神的管教？
Then are we willing to accept his chastening?
还是我们像小孩子一样？
Or are we like children?
我们凭着我们的喜好
We do everything according to our own likings
我们仍然与我们的同伴在那里玩泥巴
And still we are playing the mud with our companions
就像我们爱世界一样
This signifies that the fact that we're still loving the world
我们不愿意起来跟随主
We're not willing to rise up to follow the Lord
我们必须要认清我们的身份
But we have to recognize this clearly about our status.
做门徒这件事情在我们的身上就关乎并且重要。
Therefore, being disciples are critically important to us.
那主到底怎样来训练我们呢？
Then how does the Lord train us?
我想刚刚约翰福音有讲到三个关乎于门徒的字。
In the Gospel of John, we just read that there are three things about this discipleship.
我们看第八章第三十一节。
John 8:31.
第八章第三十一节呢， 耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
John 8:31, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
主说你们要常常遵守我的道。
The Lord says, if you abide in my word,
住在我的话里面。
Keeping my word,
换句话说，主的话是一个范围。
To put it another way, there is this parameter here.
这个范围乃是主的话。
This parameter is the word of the Lord.
我们行事为人，我们只能够在这个神话语的范围里面来行事为人。
As we conduct ourselves, we have to be confined around in this parameter.
并且他应许呢，当我们这样按着主的话在那里行事为人的时候，我们就能够得着自由。
And the Lord promises that if we walk according to the word of God, and then we actually could obtain this freedom.
这个自由是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be free?
乃是讲到我们就不再犯罪。
It tells us that we do not sin anymore.
我们可以自由的不去犯罪。
We have the freedom not to sin.
我们知道罪是一个权势。
We know that sin is a dominion.
很多时候我们做我们不想做的事。
Many times we do things we don't want to do.
我们做不了我们要做的事。
And things we want to do, we can't.
这就是一个罪的一个权势在我们的里面。
So this dominion of sin abides in us.
但是这里却告诉我们。
But here the Lord says,
当我们住在主的话当中的时候，
As we live within the parameter of the word of the Lord,
我们就有这个自由。
Then we have this freedom.
并且我们的自由能够来侍奉神。
And freely we can come to serve God.
这是一个奇妙的恩典。
This is a marvelous grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不能忘记来读主的话。
So brothers and sisters, let's not forget to study God's word.
我们读主的话，我们必须要有一个准确的态度。
When we come to read the word of God, we need to have this accurate attitude.
主的话来成为我们生命的供应。
That is the word of the Lord will become the provision of our life.
主的话不单单只是成为我们的知识。
The Lord's word is not only our knowledge.
这些知识我们用来教训别人。
As though we could use it to teach others.
实在说来，主的话是为着供应我们生命的需要。
Truth to be told, the word of the Lord is to supply all our needs.
主的话是非常的宝贵。
The Lord's word is so precious.
但是我们读话，主话语的人，我们的态度需要在一个准确的地位上。
But those of us who come to study the word of the Lord have to stand in an accurate stance.
那这个态度基本上乃是每当我来读主话语的时候。
What is this attitude that's when every time one comes to study His word?
我们在主面前有一个祷告。
We need to have this prayer before the Lord.
主啊，你今天有什么话要对我说
？Lord, what is the word you have for me today?
但愿我在读你话语的时候，你把那个启示的灵放在我的里面。
If only that as I read your word, you will place this spirit of revelation in me.
主常常就会因着我们有这样一个准确的态度呢，他会把他在每一段话语里面，在我们生活上一个及时的供应就临到我们的身上。
And with this right attitude, often the Lord will provide for us time for help as we study His word in our daily living.
我们实在是要感谢主。
We really thank our Lord.
主把这两样宝贵的东西留给我们。
The Lord has left two most precious things for us.
一方面就是主的话。
On the one hand, it's the word of the Lord.
一方面就是圣灵。
On the other hand, it's the Holy Spirit.
主的话是一个客观的真理。
The word of the Lord is this objective truth.
圣灵乃是把主的话这个客观的真理变成我们一个主观的一个实际。
The Holy Spirit will turn this objective truth into subjective reality.
同样一个真理两千年来不改变。
The same truth which has been in existence for 2,000 years never changes.
一直对人说话。
It continues to speak to people.
并且它永远不改变。
And forever, it does not change.
但是圣灵把主的话变成我们每一个人历世历代来的所有的人类的一个不同的需要。
But the Spirit would turn God's word into provision for all people's needs throughout the generations.
我们常常有一个心思呢，我们不愿意来寻求主的话。
We often have this mind, not willing to pursue after the word of the Lord.
我们宁可去找人的帮助。
We rather to get help from people.
如果这个人是属灵的人。
If this person is spiritual,
也许你得到准确的帮助。
Maybe you will receive this accurate help.
但是很多时候我们不过是从人的经验里面得帮助。
But often a lot of times we simply receive help from people's experiences.
当然许多的帮助实在对我们解决那个问题是好的。
Yes, a lot of times all the help is beneficial to solving our problems.
但是我们却没有记得我们从主那里亲自领受的帮助有它永存的价值。
But we forget the very help which we receive from the Lord has eternal value to it.
所以我们要记得主的话实在是我们的无价之宝。
So let's remember, the word of the Lord is our priceless possession.
我们借着主的话，我们就能够来矫正我们的行为。
Through the word of the Lord, we'll be able to correct our behavior.
所以在保罗对提摩太在提摩太后书三章十六节那里讲到，圣经是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
In 2 Timothy 3:16, as Paul taught Timothy that the word of the Lord is given by inspiration, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
叫我们这一般人可以完全。
So that we could be complete.
能够合乎主用。
Thoroughly equipped to do every good work.
所以当我们我个人从主的话语光中呢，实在得到许多的好处。
I personally have received all the benefit from the light of the Word of God.
你比方讲，从旧约圣经，我们从以色列人身上他们所犯的各样的错误。
For example, from the history of Old Testament about Israelites on all the wrong they have committed.
也成为我的一个戒禁。
All these have become my warning.
很多时候这些错误很像一个亮光显在我的里面，因为当时我好像生活行为就在那个错误的里面。
Many times their wrongs served as light in my heart, because right at that time I'm also living in the same mistake.
神就借着这些话能够来矫正我们。
And God is able to correct all of us through all these words.
并且在圣经里面我们看到很多敬虔的人。
Furthermore, we see so many pious figures in the Bible.
他们为什么能够蒙主的喜悦呢？
Why is it they please God so much?
他们为什么生活能够蒙主的保守纪念呢？
Why is their living was kept and remembered by the Lord?
生命为什么充满了见证呢？
Why is their life was full of testimonies?
他们生活乃是在主的话语的光中。
Because they lived in the light of the word of the Lord.
那这些主的话就能够成为我们实际的帮助。
So, in such a way, the word of the Lord would actually become our real help.
那另外一个点最重要就是我们要在信心里面能够去信靠主的话。
Another point, which is very important, is that we need to believe in His word by faith.
我们因着主的话，我们就能够得着话语的实际的好处。
And because of the word of the Lord, we will be able to get our hand on the real benefit from this world.
因为没有信心呢。这些话对我们来讲是空的。
Because without faith, all these words are empty to us.
你比方讲挪亚。
For example, Noah.
我们最近读到挪亚建方舟。
Recently, we studied about the story about Noah building the ark.
在那个时代
，In those days,
所谓的下雨。
There was no such a thing called rain.
神跟他讲说有洪水。
And God told Noah.About the flood,
并且从天上来
coming from above.
这怎么可能的事情呢？
How could it be possible?
但是挪亚在信心的里面，他就按着神所启示的，他就去建造那个方舟。
But in faith, Noah built ark according to the revelation of God.
那个方舟呢，是在山上建的。
The ark was built on a mountain.
如果挪亚住在海边还有可能。
Well, if Noah lived by the sea, it might be probable.
但是挪亚在信心的里面，他却在山上造了一艘非常大的一个方舟。
But Noah in faith built such a gigantic ark on mountain.
因着这样的信。
And because of this faith.
所以当洪水来的时候
When the flood did come,
他就蒙拯救。
Noah was saved.
弟兄姊妹，信心是何等的重要。
Brothers and sisters, how important this faith is.
信心是从神来的。
This faith comes from God.
我们读主的话，当主开始在我们里面说话的时候
As we read God's word, as He starts to speak to us,
他已经把信心赐给我们。
He has already given us this faith.
我们要去信心的里面要跟上去。
Let us follow up by this faith.
你比方讲在新约的时候。
For example, in New Testament.
主常常吩咐他的门徒，你们应当一无挂虑。
The Lord often commanded his disciples, saying that be anxious for nothing.
凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你们所要的告诉神。
In all things, make your request to the Lord through prayers, supplications, and thanksgiving.
神在耶稣基督里必要保守我们的心怀意念。
And God in the Lord Jesus will keep our minds and heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们听到这句话，我们是不是常常这样做呢？
Brothers and sisters, as we hear this verse, do we often actually follow it?
还是我们一天到晚在挂虑。
Or we are simply anxious all the time.
我们挂虑我们的工作。
We're worried about our job.
我们挂虑我们的儿女。
Our children.
我们挂虑我们的父母。
Our parents.
挂虑我们一切的一切。
We are simply anxious for all in all.
我们有没有学习在信心里面把一切交给主？
Have we learned in faith to commit everything to the Lord?
所以主的话实在不是没有能力。
So the Lord's word is not without power.
我们需要在信心里面抓住神的话。
We need to grip God's word in faith.
但是这个信心要记得是从神来的。
But remember, this faith comes from God.
出于自己的信心，那个 话是没有效力的。
The faith comes from ourselves, that makes the God's word no power.
好，那我们继续往前看。
Now let's continue to read God's word.
我们主也说呢，如果你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。这在约翰福音十五章第八节。
John 15:8, the Lord says, if you keep my, if you bear much fruit, then my Father will be glorified, and you are my disciples.
我们能够结果子。
The reason that we could bear fruit.
乃是因着我们顺服主的话。
It's because we obey the Lord's word.
圣灵就带领我们进入各样的环境里面。
And then the Holy Spirit will lead us into all kinds of circumstances.
我们能够就住在基督的里面。
Then we abide in Christ.
我们就能够结果子。
And then we bear fruit.
我想我们另外一方面就是要能够认清我们需要住在基督的里面。
Another aspect to this is that we need to know that we do abide in the Lord.
怎么样才是叫做住在基督里呢？
Then what does it mean to abide in the Lord? Christ.
约翰一书第二章二十七节那里讲到。
1 John 1:27.
你们按着恩高的教训就能够住在主里面。
Abide in the Lord according to the anointing.
我们这一班信主的人，
we who believe in the Lord,
有圣灵住在我们的里面，
have this indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们学习时常听圣灵的声音，
and we learn to often follow the voice of the Holy Spirit.
一方面有主的话，
on the one hand, we have the word of the Lord.
一方面有圣灵在我们里面说话。
On the other hand, we have this indwelling Holy Spirit speaking to us.
我们如果按着圣灵在我们里面的说话，我们就能够住在主里面。
According to the indwelling Holy Spirit's voice, anointing, we're able to abide in the Lord.
我们就能够结果子。
Then we'll be able to bear fruit.
我们如果离开了主，
But if we are away from the Lord,
也许我们觉得我们也可以结果子。
Maybe we feel we still can bear fruit.
但是那一个不是一个生命的果子。
But that fruit is not the fruit of life.
不是一个属灵生命的果子。
It's not the fruit of our spiritual life.
我们也可能就像宗教徒一样，有很多善行。
We could be like many religious believers, having all kinds of good deeds.
但是在属灵的里面，不是从生命里面结出来的那个果子。
However, spiritually, this is not a fruit born out of our life.
那圣灵不仅在我们的里面对我们说话。
Not only does the Holy Spirit speak to us within our hearts,
圣灵也在外面预备许多的环境，叫我们能够经过。
Outwardly, he also orchestrates all kinds of circumstances in which we would pass through.
我们这个人如何能够结果子呢？
How can we bear fruit?
我们里面充满了荆棘和棘藜。
Since we are full of the thistles and thorns within us,
我们很容易刺伤别人。
Often we just prick others.
但是圣灵就在外面预备许多的环境。
But the Holy Spirit would prepare for all these outward circumstances.
把我们这个肉体来除去。
To get rid of our flesh.
让我们能够叫主的生命能够丰富，能够开始结出果子来。
So that the Lord's life would abound in us and would bear fruit.
所以宾路易斯母有一句很出名的话。
So Sister Bing Lewis, Pen Lewis has this very famous statement.
他说十字架呢乃是圣灵呢乃是把我们带到十字架。
The Holy Spirit brings us to the cross.
十字架呢又把我们带回圣灵。
And the cross brings us back to the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
圣灵预备各样的环境就是让我们经历十字架的工作。
The Holy Spirit engineers all kinds of circumstances so we could experience the work of the cross.
那十字架在我们身上工作成全的时候，
When the work of the cross has been accomplished,
我们这个人就被圣灵所充满，
Then we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
就能够结果子。
We're able to bear the fruit.
所以我们不要忽略我们里面的声音。
So don't overlook the inner voice in you.
我们学习活在恩膏的里面。
That learn to live, abide in the anointing.
最后
Lastly,
在约翰福音第十三章那里又讲到
John 13,
主给我们一个新的命令。
Teaches about this, a new commandment.
他说你们要彼此相爱。
Love one another.
我怎样爱你们。
As I have loved you,
你们也要怎样相爱?
That you also love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心,
By the, if you have love for one another,
众人就可以认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this all will know that you are my disciples.
所以在这里讲到我们需要啊，因着生命的成熟啊，显出那个爱来。
Here it teaches that because of theA maturity of our life, we need to manifest this love.
这个彼此相爱呢，这个爱字呢，都是讲到 agape.
This loving one another in its original is agape love.
是一个神圣的爱。
It's holy love.
不是我们的友情。
It's not our friendship.
不是我们啊，平常弟兄相爱那个啊。Philadelphia, 那个,
It's not the Philadelphia brotherly love.
乃是一个神圣、神至高的爱。
It's the love from love divine. It's the highest love.
就像神爱我们一样。
Just as God loves us.
什么是神的爱呢?
Then what is God's love?
罗马书第五章告诉我们。
As we read in Romans 5,
当我们还做罪人顶撞神的时候,
while we were yet sinners opposing God,
神已经把他的儿子钉死在十字架上, 神的爱在那里就向我们显明出来。
God has demonstrated his own love toward us that at this time, while we were yet sinners, God has already on the cross, giving his son to us, nail him to death.
我们天然人的爱呢，我们啊，常常是你对我好，我就对你好。
As to our natural life, as always, if you're good to me, then I will be good to you.
你施我恩惠，我也同样的回报你。
If you show me some favor, then I would reciprocate the same thing.
这是天然人。
This is a natural man's way.
但是我们有了主的生命以后，
But after we have the Lord's life,
这个爱的神圣爱的种子在我们的里面，
This seed of this holy love now abides in us.
这个爱需要经过一个训练呢，才能够啊，让这个爱更多的表明出来。
This love needs to be trained, to be able to be shown out to all.
所以保罗也在哥林多前书第十三章那里讲到。
And here Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says,
他说什么是爱呢?
What is love?
爱第一个一开头他就讲到是一个恒久忍耐。
First, he says, love suffers long.
我们爱弟兄姊妹爱到一个长久忍耐或者更准确的说长久受苦吗
When we love one another, our brothers and sisters, have we been long suffering this patient love for them?
所以我们常常思想的时候我们觉得我们没有这个
As we think of this, we would say we don't.
我们需要求主怜悯我们。
Then we need to ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
那我觉得圣经里面最懂得爱的呢，除了主呢，就是彼得了。
And I feel that in the whole Bible, apart from our Lord, who knows love best, the next person would be Peter.
因为彼得三次否认主。
Because Peter denied the Lord three times.
所以主复活以后三次问他，你爱我吗？
And after the Lord resurrected from the dead, and he asked Peter three times, do you love me?
所以彼得呢不敢回答我们主了。
And Peter wouldn't dare to answer our Lord.
因为他知道主爱他那个爱是他所没有的。
Because he knew the love with which our Lord loved him is something he did not possess.
所以主问他呢，他就只能说主啊，你知道。
Then when the Lord asked Peter, Peter could only say, Lord, you know it all.
主我没有。
I do not have it.
所以当彼得在写彼得后书的时候
，So when Peter came to write Second Peter，
他年纪已经到达生命最成熟的时候
，At this time he had reached the pinnacle of his spiritual maturity。
他告诉我们这个爱怎样来
，And he told us how did this love come about。
我们看一下
，So shall we read them？
彼得后书
，Second Peter chapter one。
他说第一章第五节
Chapter 1 verse 5
正因这缘故你们要分外的殷勤
But also for this very reason giving all diligence
有了信心要加上德性
Add to your faith virtue
这个加上呢是中文的翻译
The Chinese translation is also adding to
更准确的翻译呢，乃是讲到有了信心，它就会产生德性。
A better translation would be with this faith, it would produce virtue.
对，因为是生命的东西，所以是 produce， 不是 add on。
Because this is a matter of life, so it's not to add on, it simply produces.
所以，然后有了德性，要产生知识。
So to virtue, knowledge.
这个知识就是生命经历的一个知识。
Knowledge is the experience of life.
然后有了知识，我们就会开始产生这个节制。
Now with this knowledge, it would produce self-control.
因为知识很多时候会叫人自高自大。
Because a lot of times, knowledge simply puffs up.
但是在生命里面慢慢成熟，你就懂得约束自己。
But in life, if you come to fruition, then you will learn to control yourself.
我们跟年长的弟兄在一起的时候，我们就从他们身上看见，他们在说话、行事为人，就比我们这些年轻的很有节制。
As we are around elderly brothers and sisters, we could observe how they speak, how they act.And how they carry themselves, and we see a lot of self-control.
然后有了节制，就有了忍耐。
And then self-control produces perseverance.
然后有了忍耐，产生了这个敬虔。
And then perseverance produces godliness.
然后有了敬虔以后，就产生了爱弟兄的心。
And after you have godliness, it would produce brotherly kindness.
这个爱弟兄的心
this,
是一个弟兄相爱那个爱。
This kindness is a brotherly love.
然后有了爱弟兄的心呢，再就会产生爱。
Then with this brotherly kindness, it produces love.
爱众人的心，那个众人的心是翻译的人加上去的。
This love for all is being added in Chinese Bible, but it simply means it produces love.
这一个最后这一个爱呢，才是那个真正的爱。
And this love being put at the last is agape love.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里我们就看见这个爱，乃是一个生命长成的一个结晶。
So we see this love is really the crystal of this spiritual life's maturity.
我们要追求这一个。
And this is the one we need to pursue after.
追求我们的生命长成，自然在我们身上就流露出神的爱。
Pursuing this very state when our life becomes mature, and then we simply manifest this love.
人就 看出我们真是主的门徒。
Then people could see that we are truly the Lord's disciples.
所以但愿主的话激励我们。
If only that the word of the Lord would encourage us.
做门徒不是一个宗教上的要求。
This being a disciple is not a religious command.
乃是一个生命的一个建造。
Instead, this is the edification of life.
做门徒不是为着地上短暂的时间。
Being a disciple is not simply for this short temporary time on earth.
乃是有今生到永远的果效。
But it has this efficacy for this present life all the way unto eternity life.
但愿我们从主话语的光中。
May we, from God's the light from God's word.
我们愿意起来真实地跟随主。
May we rise up to truly follow the Lord.
当耶路撒冷教会到各地去传福音的时候。
When the Jerusalem church is dispersed to preach the gospel all over the places.
圣经告诉我们，基督徒门徒被称为基督徒乃是从安提阿开始。
And the Bible tells us that Christians are, disciples are, were first called Christians at Antioch.
怎么是基督徒呢？
So what is a Christian?
乃是一般像基督的人。
These are the people who are Christ-like.
当时的门徒他们是完全的一心向着主。
And the disciples in those days were wholeheartedly toward their Lord.
表现出来的就是主。
So what they manifested is simply the Lord.
所以他们配得基督徒这个名。
Therefore they were worthy to be called Christians.
这是何等荣耀的恩典。
Oh, what a glorious grace this is.
但愿今天我们不要浪费这个名。
If only today we would not waste this name.
我们在我们的身上，人也是看见我们真是一般跟随基督的人。
And in our life, people could also see these are those who follow the Lord.
这就是主为我们要我们成为他的门徒。
And this is what the Lord means when he said he wants us to be his disciples.
好，我们低头有点祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们把这些残缺的话交在你的手中。
Oh Lord, we just commit all these fragmented words into your hand.
愿圣灵更深地在我们心中来说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak even more deeply into our hearts.
叫一生的年日都能够靠着你的恩典，你工作在我们的身上。
So all through our life, by your grace, you will work in us.
我们不仅称为你名下的人。
Not only are we called by your name.
我们更是一般能够在地上见证主耶稣是主的门徒。
But even more, we could be the disciples on earth who could testify of the Lord.
好叫你得到一切的荣耀。
So that you would receive all the glory.
叫一切尊贵权柄归给你。
So that all the glory and the power will be unto you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
那 we like all the brothers to turn with us to the bulletin.
请大家打开你手中的周报。
On the left-hand side are all of our weekly meetings and duties.
左边是列出的各项周间的聚会和这个服事的轮。